Arizona News Radio. Record crowds expected for the next 4 days as round play begins at the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Last year we had 655,000 people show up to this event, and due to the weather and all the other circumstances, we're expecting a larger crowd this year.
Sergeant Ben Hoster with Scottsdale Police. Interesting disruption at Wednesday's Pro-Am.
There's no security.
A 24-year-old streaker ran out of the green at the 17th hole and managed to dance and gyrate for several minutes before security finally subdued him and police arrested him. 14-year-old boy from Nogales arrested by border agents on human smuggling charges.
Agents patrolling east of Nogales attempted to stop a Dodge Caravan. However, the driver sped away. Agents pursued the vehicle south on State Route 82 until the driver lost control of the van.
Border Patrol spokesman Robert Valdez says there were 12 Mexican nationals in the van, all here illegally. A brush fire burning in Pinal County. The river fire scorching dozens of acres near the Pacacho Reservoir south of Coolidge. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for this morning, we expect a sunny day with a high of 81. Tonight should be clear, all of 52. Then the week Friday with a mostly sunny day with a high of 81. Friday night looks clear, all of 52. Have a sunny Saturday with a high of 80. It'll be clear Saturday night with all of 52. Sunday should be a sunny day with a high of 81. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently here at Midtown, we are at 66 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Let's talk about sleep. You need it to function every day, and a good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where My Pillow comes in. You've heard everyone talking about it. If you're having trouble sleeping, you know, tossing and turning, waking up with neck pain, sounds familiar, right? Well, My Pillow may be the answer. My Pillow is made from patented material that will adjust to your individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. It won't go flat, and it stays cool because, well, who doesn't want a cool pillow? And now for a limited time only, take advantage of our 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special tab to save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 go-anywhere pillows. And as always, our 10-year warranty. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's 1-800-635-1825. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click the 4-pack special tab and use promo code SKY at checkout.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving 3 generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Now, every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFNX, Independent Talk 1100 and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this $1 billion to Buckeye Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Remember to join in if we're on the air talking because we can't hear ourselves. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers. Plus, did you hear about that big deal out in Buckeye? We're going to talk about that. Then in our loan segment, Deanna's off today, but we're going to hit all the main programs, get into financing in a condo community. can be a little tricky. Bottom of the hour, what does the current open door offer pad phenomenon say about this real estate market? Down the stretch, we got some investment opportunities, a special bring all offers, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Ah, finally. Thank you. Couldn't hear something for a minute. But now we're good. We're fired up.
Chet,
we're ready
were
to go.
Were we live on the air right there?
We are.
Were people?
Yeah, we were good.
All of Arizona has been able to hear your voice.
We were good.
Everybody but us. Okay, good.
So here's what's on your mind, bro? Here's the thing about being fired up. This market has a really, really interesting euphoria to it right now. Don't you think?
Euphoria is a very scary word, my brother.
But I think there is. I think it's back, you know, back when the stuff was starting to really go crazy. Because here's some little bit of statistics. Active listings in MLS is still in that mid 17 range.
Right.
And we have pendings up now into the 11,000 range. About a month ago, we had inventory in the mid 16s and we had pendings at around 7,500. So you could tell that there's about 3,000 more pending homes in the last 30 days. So we have, it's about the same inventory. So inventory's not really growing. We have interest rates that are rising. We have people that are scampering, running. Have you ever like shined a light on in a corner with a bunch of cockroaches and all of a sudden, boom, they all scatter? That's what I think is happening right now. I think that there are price ranges.
You have a problem in the house there, Rick?
No. Okay. I'm just saying that, you know,
I get the metaphor.
Sometimes
it's
very
clear.
Scatter. There's a scatter. There is a euphoria for people to run out and find homes right now because of rates. Low inventory, rates on the rise. People are trying to figure out their lives.
You mean they're jumping off the fence?
They're jumping off the fence. They're getting in. They're like, oh my God, it finally is happening. The 10-year is going to be at 3%. That's probably going to push 30-year fixed rates up into where? Mid-4s? Right?
That's the next stop.
Mid-high 4s. Then you got the investor rates that are climbing to mid-5s. You know, you have a lower credit score. You're looking at, I got quoted 6% the other day by somebody. I mean,
six. The dreaded 6.
Boom. 6. So,
nobody wants that.
But here's what I'm saying as far as what's kind of happening in the marketplace right now. It's comps versus appraisal. So I get agents calling me. We have a lot of listings out there. I have agents calling me and the first thing that they kind of say is, so can you send me the comps on a property that you have listed? There are some properties that are not going to have comps. There is a lot of things that go into pricing properties besides just comps. There's market temperature. There is, how old are these comps? How old is the last properties that have sold that will determine value? So you could go kind of a mile circumference of the listing and you could look at different areas. You could look at different properties, but you got to start in the immediate area. A lot of times there is no comps in the immediate area. And
what the agent's trying to say to you is, I don't think your value is there.
Guess what?
They're disputing your value right off the top.
That's what I'm getting at. What we're seeing now in a lot of contracts is they're taking the contingency. If a lot of cash offers are winning right now because they don't need an appraisal, they don't have to, buyers, sellers don't have to deal with appraisals. And I think that even if you do have a loan, a lot of people are taking the appraisal contingency out of the contract because of how quick prices are rising right now.
Well, if you're in a multiple offer market, you know, this is what you need to know. If you're getting financing out there, you're, especially in the lower price points, the cash offers don't have all the rigmarole.
Here's what I'm seeing.
The baggage.
Here's what I'm seeing in the lower price point stuff, that 200 to 250 range. About a month ago, you could have got the same house that's now priced, say, at 230 was priced at about 215 about a month or so ago. I think the prices are rising that quickly in that bullseye range between, say, 200 and 275.
And a lot of that is a function of the lack of inventory you're talking about. If you don't have the same amount of competition in that neighborhood, now a new listing comes on, we're seeing sellers push the prices a little bit, pushing the prices. The demand is there. Rick's talking about the pendings way up. The demand is there.
And you're getting less square feet for the same money you did about a month and a half ago. A 1,600 square foot house now is priced at about where a 1,300 to 1,400 square foot house is priced now.
So you have a number of factors coming together all at once. You have rates that are sort of rising. You have investors that are still trying to get in a price point that they are comfortable working at, which is at, you know, say 150 to 250 range. And then you have buyers, first time home buyers, millennials, boomerang buyers, all coming back into the market. Now they can buy again and they're trying to get in and competing for these kind of properties because rates are going up.
One thing that you got to do is if you're going to take a listing and you're going to, part of your due diligence now as a listing agent is you need to call neighbors. You need to call other listing agents that have listings in the same area. Because right now, if you're going to be listing properties, you're going to have to test the market. There is a market test, not just going by comps. You're going to need to test the market because of the lack of inventory. So that means you need to call other agents. And you need to say, what's the, you seem to be a little bit higher than the normal comps in the area. I agree with you. What is your activity level? They will tell you, I'm getting four showings a day. We've turned down X amount of offers. But yeah, I think there's a struggle right now between buyers wanting to go buy comparables and sellers wanting to test the market. And I think even when you test the market, you're getting a ton of activity. So it's putting a little bit of a disconnect as to value.
We have a very, a listing that fits that pretty much to a T.
To a T.
In Mesa. That just came on the market. Three bedroom, two bath. Literally came on the market 1300 plus square feet. We listed at 235. Now, the most recent exact plan sold, 2 months ago for 220, but the same plan also sold for 270 in a cul-de-sac. But now there's no inventory and there are investors who want that price point. So they're coming in. There are first time home buyers that want that price point. So they're coming in. That's what's happening.
You also have a lot of sellers that are now positive equity that were not positive equity about 6-8 months ago. Now they're like, wow, we actually we bought our properties in 2005, 2006. We were underwater. Namely, places like Buckeye and Avondale and outlying areas where in 2005, they just got slaughtered by 2009. Those properties are now coming back to almost even.
If you held on, if you were able to hold on, you're the perfect example.
A perfect example.
Your property in Buckeye, 210 down to 30,000. You're on the brink, but you held on, kept a tenant in there, kept money coming in, helped pay the mortgage. And here we are, and you're back at 200 now.
Back at 200. As of about a week ago, showing comps at 200. Literally, it was a $200,000 house down to 35 at the crash. Now it's back up even. And talking about rents. Oh, boy, are we talking about rents.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you cannot get a two- or three-bedroom apartment that's a B, C, possibly B and A style type apartment complex, quality A, B, for $1,250, $1,300, $1,350. Rents are going through the roof. Prices are rising. Interesting market.
If you're a buyer, now is the time. Up next, buying a condo? Financing can be a little tricky. We're going to get into it next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner's direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannitized. And Deanne is off on an unfortunate family event today.
She all right?
She's all right. Little funeral.
Oh boy.
Our thoughts are with Deanne today.
Oh boy.
And, hope everybody's okay in the family. Welcome her back next week. But, you know, we've been working with Deanne for
years.
I think she's been sponsoring us for five.
Yeah.
So, and she is one of the best
at what she does.
And,
we're so on the same wavelength.
Are we brothers? Must be.
Must be.
But we have given Deanne all types of different deals, investor deals, VA deals, FHA deals, conventionals, first-time homebuyers, Maricopa bond programs. What is the one out there in the outlying areas, Rick? What was that called again? The
program? Home and Five.
Home and Five. There's another one, the geographical loan. Oh, it escapes me. Anyway, Deanne does them all.
Yeah.
And so we highly recommend giving her a call, 602-606-6728. She's got a great team around her that helps. I mean, it does take a team to do this type of work. There's a lot that goes into it between the processing and the underwriting and, you know, talking to clients and seeing which loan is the best for them and running their numbers, obviously. Lots of different ways you can go. And Deanne has got a top-notch team and success rate that is unparalleled, basically.
Say you wake up one day and you say, I want to buy a house. What's the first thing you do? What is the first thing buyers do? Before you pass go, before you collect $200, there is only one thing you can do. You don't search Zillow, don't search Trulia, don't do anything. Get pre-qualified because you can't determine, you can't verify or do anything until you know exactly what you're capable of.
And even then, cause, you know, lenders are going to find out obviously what your scores are, what your debt to income ratios are, all these different numbers that they use. And they can help sometimes in a case just by either maybe paying off a credit card or paying off a car or doing this or that can help elevate your credit score just enough so you can get a better loan, a better rate. All these things are going to, in the end, help determine the type of house where you can live. And so, your first call, as Rick said, is to a lender. And we highly recommend Deanne. And
yeah.
That number, 602-606-6728.
Yeah, because, you know, if I'm a listing agent and you come to me and say, you know, I think I want to look at this house, and then you get excited and you want to buy this house, I'm going to say, okay, before you say one more sentence, where's your pre-qualification letter? And that's going to tell us everything we need to know up front that you are qualified to move forward and begin the process. So another thing that Deanne is really good at, she's very creative, right? You need to be creative in a business like this, from VAs to credit challenged people to down payments versus, you know, condos, right? Condos versus patio homes versus single family detached homes. They all require different types of financing. And she could tell you exactly what the best way to go is.
You know, and I can't say it enough. When Rick says creative, a lot of time it isn't just about plugging the numbers into a desktop underwrite program. That's a start. But then there's sort of a whole massaging element to that side of it, to the loan side of it, that can really make a huge difference in the end.
Are you saying Rick nailed it?
Yeah.
When he said
creative.
Creative.
Yeah, but most people don't associate lenders with creativity right off the top. But it very much is at times an art form.
Yeah. I mean,
how you take what all, okay, here's my package, Mrs. Lender. Here it is. Now make something of it. And sometimes it's not right in black and white. You have to see between the lines.
That's what this whole business is. Being creative is real estate, because is structuring deals, structuring loans, to benefit the buyers, benefit the sellers, make sure that, and sellers, their biggest thing is they want to make sure you can get a loan. The other day I got an offer on one of my properties and I knew the lender. I knew the lender and I got another offer at the same time. I didn't know the lender. I mean, not that that means anything.
But it means something, because you're bringing it up.
Other than the fact that I knew this lender very well. I've done deals with him before, and he just so happened to be on a buyer's pre-qual application. So automatically, I felt comfortable. I know this lender. I know he'll get the job done. And the offers were very similar, and we ended up going with the lender that I've done deals with before.
We want to know, as a listing agent, that you are going to close and that, or have the capability to do so. And that is coming from a lender who knows what they're doing, a lender who understands time frames, a lender who honors time frames, a lender who performs against the clock, if you're up against it, which we, you know, certainly in the foreclosure days, in the short sale days, but every contract is time stamped. It's time driven. So that aspect of it, being able to perform fast, is key with accuracy and creativity.
Having a good team, having a good team in real estate, from lenders to inspectors to real estate people to title people. It's like, have you ever taken out of the dryer that that blanket that just came out of the dryer and it's warm and fuzzy? Have you ever felt that? It's been in the
I haven't dryer. Been in my laundry room in a while, I must confess.
All right. Well, if you take a blanket out of a dryer and you hug it and you're just like, it feels so warm and fuzzy.
Yes.
That's what
a warm and fuzzy feeling.
That's what a good real estate team feels like.
All right. So I like that analogy. You were good with analogies today. Want to get into one aspect of this home buying, because there's a lot of first time home buyers, a lot of second home buyers here that buy in condo projects. And just in general, they can, because we have a lot of new projects all over town. It can be a little tricky in buying them. And let's just break it down with FHA, VA, for example. You know, they have to be approved. They have to actually be approved by FHA and VA in order to do loans in that project.
Warrantable.
The word warrantable will come up. Warrantable.
Is this project
warrantable?
Warrantable.
50% of the homes. I just, on the way down, got this information. Deanne, very good. 50% of the homes, owner, occupied, or second home in a condo project, in order for it to be
warrantable.
So in order to get conventional financing underwritten by Fannie and Freddie, warrantable. So if you're buying in a new project that just started, there's probably a pretty good chance that it's not warrantable. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get a loan on it. It's just, you know, it's going to be probably... could be a local bank, could be like a Compass or a what have you. You have to see if they will do non-warrantable financing.
And sometimes it's not warrantable because not enough units were sold yet.
That's what, yeah, that's what I mean, 50%. Or, and I should say, in a new build project, they sometimes do it in phases. So in that case, it would be 50% of the phase has to be sold.
And even if you're looking at not even so much new builds, but even if you're looking at condo projects that have been around a long time where, what was that clicking? Oh, was that you? Oh, for crying out loud. So sometimes if there are too many investors in a project and the homeowners association has data as to how many units are rented
or versus
and second homes, non-occupied, non-owner occupied, could put a damper on whether or not you can get FHA or VA financing.
Or even conventional finance.
Because it may not be warrantable in that aspect as well. So those are the things that if you're going to buy a condominium, talk to your lender, say, is this project warrantable? Can I get financing in it? Before you start going down the road with a whole bunch of paperwork.
Or talk to the listing agent, find out, is this a VA or FHA approved project? And sometimes they may know if it's warrantable. So, but it's definitely a thing that you're going to have to deal with when you're buying, especially new condo projects. And if investors control a whole, like Rick was saying, a whole project or much of a project, that too may not qualify.
It is a thing.
It is a thing. 50% owner occupied or second home. Anyway, I've got a couple minutes.
I was just going to talk about Deanne again. You know, we do have rates that are rising right now. And I'm just looking at CNBC, which is on the monitor over here. And you know, the 10-year closely and loosely follows mortgage rates. Right now it's almost to 2.78. And you know, it was 2.5 about 2-3 weeks ago. And that has pushed interest rates up. We're not going to quote rates because we don't have them. But last week, rates were at a conventional loan, $280,000 purchase price, 4.25. Conventional VA, FHA in that range. Talk to your lender. Rates are starting to creep up and you want to figure out exactly what to do about locking in.
Excellent advice. Up next, what does the open door offer pad phenomenon say about our real estate market? That much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
A shooting at a Los Angeles middle school has left a male student in critical condition. Correspondent Dave Albert.
Two students were shot inside a classroom, according to LA Unified School District police. A boy about 15 years old was reportedly shot in the head, and a girl was hit in the wrist. A female suspect identified as a student has been taken into custody and a weapon has been recovered.
President Trump has addressed GOP lawmakers today at a retreat in West Virginia.
Paul Ryan called me the other day, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I will say that he said to me he has never, ever seen the Republican Party so united, so much in like with each other.
Investors have gone on a buying spree today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 136 points. The S&P up 12. The NASDAQ up 29. I'm Ann Cates.
Arizona News Radio. Record crowds expected for the next 4 days as round play begins at the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Last year we had 655,000 people show up to this event, and due to the weather and all the other circumstances, we're expecting a larger crowd this year.
Sergeant Ben Hoster with Scottsdale Police. Interesting disruption at Wednesday's Pro-Am.
There's no security.
A 24-year-old streaker ran out of the green at the 17th hole and managed to dance and gyrate for several minutes before security finally subdued him and police arrested him. 14-year-old boy from Nogales arrested by border agents on human smuggling charges.
Agents patrolling east of Nogales attempted to stop a Dodge Caravan. However, the driver sped away. Agents pursued the vehicle south on State Route 82 until the driver lost control of the van.
Border Patrol spokesman Robert Valdez says there were 12 Mexican nationals in the van, all here illegally. A brush fire burning in Pinal County. The river fire scorching dozens of acres near the Picacho Reservoir south of Coolidge. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this morning, we expect a sunny day with a high of 81. Tonight should be clear, all of 52. Then the week Friday with a mostly sunny day with a high of 81. Friday night looks clear, all of 52. Have a sunny Saturday with a high of 80. It'll be clear Saturday night with a low of 52. Sunday should be a sunny day with a high of 81. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we are at 66 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, We've got more from The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Aw, oh, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a harmless...
When it comes to bullying, don't validate, eliminate. Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools. I'm Dennis Van Roekel, president of the National Education Association. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied kids. It's caring adults that can stop bullying, fix it, and prevent it. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students. One caring adult can make all the difference. Be that adult and take the pledge at nea.org/bullyfree. That's nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the National Education Association.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers. Hang around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, of course, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
I give it out one more time. If you want to give us a call here at the station, talk about anything real estate, what you see out there in the market, what's going on with you, 602-277-5369. Give us a call.
So,
I was going to say, are you going to the open? There is 700,000 people.
There's a good chance I will be going for a bit tomorrow afternoon.
Nice.
Just
700,000 people running around the valley, trying to figure out what to do, what to be, how to deal with it. Be careful out there. There's a lot of,
apparently there was a streaker.
There was on 17, yeah.
How nice.
Somebody was streaking.
They had 660 last year, so they're figuring around 700. Now you guys know, you're veterans. You've been in the valley a long time. That's a tough place to travel, folks. So if you are going, you've got to give yourself at least an hour either way getting in and out of there.
Getting in and out. Now you got the Super Bowl on Sunday. What, who are we thinking? We thinking Eagles probably, right?
Oh, I took the Eagles in six. I actually got six. I made a little dinner bet.
Well, it was five this morning, so somebody gave you more. Wow.
I got a little bit of an extra. Well, I did it right on the morning.
That means a lot of money is going on the Eagles. I would take Eagles in five. Anybody want to take, Patriots minus five?
I'll take Tom Terrific and give you a fin.
All right. And, Finn. All right. I was thinking maybe we do Weinberger.
That sounds
whoever
good.
Wins buys Weinberger.
Sounds good.
And they're not even a sponsor.
No. Whoever wins, the loser buys Weinberger. There's verbiage there.
You pull the fast one on you. That's it. Verbiage. It's all about the verbiage. All right. So Chet, What are we doing here? I got, you gave me five and Eagles, right?
Correct.
All right. Just, I gotta write that
I
down.
I heard it.
Gotta write it down in my...
We'll have to play the tape back next week.
Write it down in my Rolodex.
All right. So.
Yeah.
I've been around the valley over the last few weeks making offers pretty much for investors. Litchfield Park to Verado to Buckeye to Peoria to Mesa to, you know, you name it. We have been making offers all over town. And I'm hearing a refrain quite a bit. A refrain.
I
from
hear
other from the listing agents.
I hear things.
Obviously representing the buyers. And this is a common thing. And all agents kind of do it at one point in time or another, but I find it very interesting when I hear back, I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Isn't that funny?
I don't want to waste anyone's time. Now, we're in the business to buy and sell. That's what we're doing. So.
And there's a process to it.
If you don't like my offer, you're not wasting my time at all by issuing a counter. Not wasting my time. What I believe these agents are, and I'm probably guilty of it, but what we're trying to do when they say that is they want to know how interested, they want to hear it in my voice, how I respond to that question. It has nothing to do with wasting my time. They want to see if I'm going to come up on my price. Because here's my price. I don't want to waste anyone's time. Here's my price. Now, inevitably, I don't know my guy's number. And if I did, you're certainly not going to know what my guy's number is. But it might be worth your time to put a line on the piece of paper and just counter me and see what happens. Might not be a waste of time.
Okay, are you talking about you as a listing agent or a buyer's agent?
Well, I'm just saying me as a buyer's agent.
All right. Well, I get it more as a listing agent. I never ask a listing agent, am I wasting my time doing this? I never do that because you just absolutely never know. As long as you're putting in somewhat of a reasonable offer on a house that's reasonably priced, then you should never have to ask that question. You know, you try to get the best you can, but we're not in a market right now as a buyer that you're going to get much off a purchase price versus much off a sure. Concessions. A lot of people are still asking for concessions. Right. I think in the last month or so, that has all kind of relaxed a little bit. And it's amazing what this market has done in a month. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, we're not going to divulge where we are and neither is anybody else. You know, and so sometimes it's what we do. We negotiate this out. And what I'm saying is yes, go ahead and you know, say this, say that, but I know what you're really trying to say is you want to hear in my voice where I'm at. That's what you really want to do. You want to find out if I'm coming up on my offer or not.
As a listing agent, when somebody says...
When a listing agent says that.
When a listing agent says, when a buyer agent says to me, am I wasting my time putting this offer in? I say, I don't know, are you wasting your client's time? I mean, it's not about you as the agent. And you know what? A lot of agents...
Exactly.
A lot of agents are like, I'm just too busy. I'm too busy to put in an offer if it's not going to go anywhere. Guess what? We're in a time frame right now where it is kind of, you got to throw offers out there. You got to go through the process. You got to sit in front of your computer and type out these offers and put them out.
That's what you're doing for your client.
That's what you're hired to do.
Exactly.
So don't ask me if you're wasting my time. Ask your client if you're wasting their time. Just submit the offers and we'll do the best we can with it if it's reasonable. But I think a lot of agents out there just don't want to go through the machination, the process, unless they hear from me, yes, that's the number. No listing agent on the planet is going to tell you what the number is. If they say, what do you think your client will take for this house? I say, oh, I don't know, probably the listing price. I think you have a pretty good shot at the listing price.
Or you say, you know, let's find out. Submit me what you got. I don't know what they're going to do.
I will present all offers, reasonable offers. I mean, that's kind of what I say.
Yeah, not
but
to,
anyway.
Not to digress. I got a thing with that.
I do think that
I think it's interesting.
We are getting to a market where you can't really ask those questions. You got to just submit offers and do the best you can with them. As a listing agent, I suggest that you talk to other agents that have properties listed and try to get a feel for what market value is versus the comparables versus what market temperature is going to be.
So. About 30% of the homes, I'd say 20-30% of the homes I'm looking at now are OfferPad open door deals. Very interesting phenomenon going on that's kind of, you know, got a little traction in our market. Catherine Rieger did a big column on it. And basically these are two sites, OfferPad open door, where people go online And, you know, they fill out some stuff and they have a little algorithm and they come back with an offer for your house and they can close in 24 hours. And they give you a little sheet and it says, here's my cost. And typically they're going to charge you 6 to 12% and they're not going to give you market rate for these homes.
Why? They can't. They don't make any money.
Yeah. They'll be close, but they're not going to give you market rate and they're going to charge you 6 to 12%. And so this has kind of taken off and a lot of the homes we're showing now are vacant and they're offer pad deals. And so what is fascinating to me in such a strong market, and we have been in a strong market for some time, is that sellers are willing to take less than market value for their homes. I mean, that is in exchange for a little bit of convenience.
You know,
24 hours, here's an offer, and I'm done. And I get it, some people, I'm not really talking about motivated distress type situation. I'm talking about these are normal people that just don't want to deal with it. But yet, you know, as real estate agents, you're hiring us to get the highest and best price the market will bear for your home. And so it's fascinating to me because you'd think on your most important asset, you'd want to try to get the top value you can. But that is not the reality. The reality is people would rather have a little more convenience and not have to clean up their house for a couple of weeks or a month or two or three or whatever to get that, you know, in exchange for, because you're not getting, these companies turn around, put the house back on the market for 15, 20 grand higher, and then they got to pay costs. And it's a very tight market that way for them. But they're dealing on a volume Home Depot, Costco kind of basis.
I think that a lot of sellers say to themselves, you know what? My house may be a little bit disrepair. I don't want to go through the inspection process. I don't want to have to make any repairs. I don't want people tracking in and out of my house. It's not as bad as you think. It's really not. And sometimes you can negotiate out repairs. You can negotiate out a lot of these things that OfferPad says that you don't have to go through if you use them as a seller or as a buyer.
I'm just saying about their bottom line. Their bottom line is not giving you really all that close to what you can get for your house. And I'm not even talking about investor, you know, investors will come in and they'll just knock 20% off the top, 25% here, take it or leave it. We get those kind of things all the time. This is a little, obviously a little more enticing than that. And it's very quick, but it's just fascinating to me how many people are willing to accept less.
Yeah. I'm showing a house in, I think I'm showing a house in Mesa today that's on OfferPad.
I'm sure you are.
You got to download the app and you can access the property, yeah. And anybody can go in there. As a seller, I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
Well, no, they own the house. Oh, yeah. They own the houses, obviously. So they're vacant, the whole thing. They set it up. It's actually a very ingenious kind of system. I mean, I give them credit for it. And you know, a couple of realtors launched these things and they got, you know, lots of investment capital behind them. And it seems to be getting a little traction. Just know, you know, that you're selling your house for less. That's the bottom line, for sometimes considerably less. But it gets done fast. So if we want to get things done, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, that might be your option. Or you could call the Elton Brothers. Love to give you market analysis. We have flexible fees. The radio show. We'll do professional photography on your house. And we will get it shown, and we will get it sold. We've sold hundreds of them across the valley. Been doing it for combined, 35 years?
I think it's 36 or 37 now.
Yeah, we've been saying 35 for like
Saying 35 for 5 years.
Very interesting. It's you know, this market is evolving.
If you're going to list your house and you OfferPad is one of these, well, they'll come in and they will sound great about how they're going to purchase your house and it's going to
It's all online. It's the iBuyer, they call it.
Right. So the iBuyer, get three bids. Get three, like anything else. Call three different agents. Say, what is my house really worth? And don't rely on Zillow. Don't rely online. Get somebody live in your house to give you an idea as to what it's worth.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself. Up next, we got a special Bring All Offers Deals of the Week. We're going to talk a little bit about that billion-dollar deal that went to Buckeye. Much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Cause down the road you find someone that's good looking. Down the road you find another sweet
African. Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. You can call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Hey, how about Elton John, by the way? I know you want to get to this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. What? Elton John.
But the most important thing is that Elton John is calling it quits. He's like, I think I'm going to retire after his 300 city tour.
Well, the guy's been touring since what, 71? Give me a break. That's 47 years.
I'm just saying, it's just, you know, it's just sad because Elton, you know, he's...
So you, it's going to take 2-3 years to do a 300 city tour if you're a 71-year-old guy or
that's
whatever?
That's it. He says, I'm going to call it quits in 3 years. I'm
if
like,
he's
well,
still alive.
He's going to be 75.
That's crazy.
But he's coming to Phoenix. You could buy tickets for his Phoenix show in 2019, January.
That's funny.
I got the pleasure of meeting Elton John.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was that? Tell the
I think
folks
it was at I think it was at Sleazer's. I got to go backstage and meet him. It was pretty fun.
You tell him now.
Said to him, I said, "Listen, you know what? My whole life I've been associated with you in one form or fashion because my last name is Elton." And he goes, "Oh, funny."
Well, here's
now, that's charming.
This is even crazier. So I moved to Los Angeles in 1984, and I have a roommate who I met through another guy who put us together. And who is that roommate? A lad by the name of Michael Hewitson. And who is Michael Hewitson? And this is just all coincidental. Elton John's personal assistant.
His roommates with you.
His roommates with me. Talk about the odd couple.
You were flatmates with him.
I was flatmates, yes. And
did Elton ever call the house saying, hey, what's up?
No. Never saw Elton.
How did you communicate back then? Because you had only had pagers and you had
answering machines and flip pagers. Yeah.
And flares.
But it's interesting.
And beepers.
Michael Hewitson's lover, to go a little deeper with the story, very interesting, Richard Chamberlain, the actor.
Wow. Thornbirds.
There you go.
Thornbirds.
It's a small, small
it's
world.
It's a small
we all now. You didn't live in North Hollywood when you first moved up there, did you?
Not North Hollywood. This was in West Hollywood. West Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
And then, moved around a couple different places within the city.
Yeah. I moved to North Hollywood.
Rick and I were roommates in North Hollywood.
Yeah, I lived off
back in 94.
I lived off of Tahunga and Otsego there.
Yeah, we lived off Sanker Swim and Moore Park.
That's too fun.
Hear the Odyssey video.
The big yellow building.
That's right.
Yeah. Big, all right. Good memories, guys.
Vineland and Lancashire. All right. So, did you hear about what's going on in Buckeye, Rick?
Man, do I love to hear this. Talk about what's out there. You got Tonopah. You got, what's that?
The new smart city, Belmont, is coming out.
Belmont is just going to be west of Buckeye.
Yeah.
You got Bill Gates that bought, what, 60,000 acres?
A lot of acreage.
And he's going to make a smart city. I think there's going to be a Hyperloop going from there to Vegoid, right? Something along those lines.
The plans are pretty deep. But what's interesting.
But that's just one. Then you got Tonopah, which is kind of in the middle between Buckeye and Belmont, which is kind of blowing up. And then you have Buckeye. Buckeye, I bought a house in 2005 because I thought all of this stuff was supposed to happen back then. I bought an investment property in Sundance. It was 1,800 square feet, four bedroom, two bath, beautiful Hallcraft new build. I bought it for $200,000. The market crashed. It got down to about $35,000. I remember one day looking at MLS going, I wonder what I could sell Buckeye for. And it said 35 grand was the last sale. Now it's back up to about 200 grand, exactly where I bought it.
You never
Nine
know.
Years later, I've had a tenant in there for all those people that had all those properties. All the REITs came in and bought a ton of properties in there. But a lot of people hung on, got tenants, and now it's time to pay the fiddler back.
That buy and hold strategy, not so bad.
Buy and hold, yeah.
So that all leads us to that and a huge infrastructure project known as the 303 Freeway and the widening of the I-10 and all this infrastructure that's going in. And cut to today, Arizona lands $1 billion electric semi-truck plant. 2,000 jobs will be created on 500 acres.
Tesla?
No, it's Tesla's competition. Nikola.
Really?
Nikola Motor Company picked Arizona after 12 months, 9 states, 30 locations. It says here in the article, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, Sandra Watson, Chris Camacho. Arizona has the workforce, and they understood what it would mean to get this project to their city, said CEO Trevor Milton, founder of Nikola Motor.
Where's it going to be? Where's the any idea where the cross streets are? Does it say
yeah,
anywhere?
It says locating on land in Buckeye owned by El Dorado Holdings.
Okay.
So wherever that is.
I just wonder where the major street going, you know, that way is like you got Watson and you got those areas out there. And so it's just all blowing up.
Have you seen Verado lately?
Yeah, Verado's
Verado. Unbelievable. I got a walkthrough today in Verado. That is like a slice of Americana out there. You think you're in a whole unbelievable.
God, Verado was one of those areas that just got slaughtered.
They built it in 05.
Yeah, it got
hammered, but they hung on also. And now today, it is thriving. It's got a downtown. It's got a fire department, schools, the whole thing. Lots of different neighborhoods, lots of different price points. Unbelievable what's going on out there. Just take a drive out the 10 West. It's just
well, when incredible. You're heading to the beach, just get off on Watson and go to the In-N-Out Burger, and you can just see the growth that's going out at Buckeye and go to Miller and just see. Sundance was left for dead. No heartbeat. And all of a sudden.
I was with an investor client the other day. We were talking in the car. It's like, you know the expression, follow the money? Well, like in Phoenix, follow the freeways. If you follow the freeways, the 303 and what's going on there, the 10 widening, what's going on there, the 202 loop and what's going on there, and now the new one that's going off of the, you know,
Pecos?
The I-17. Yeah, the Pecos. It's just incredible, the growth and expansion. Anyway.
Urban sprawl still. But pretty soon, you know, Buckeye's going to connect with L.A., you know, especially if we get the big one out there.
That would be perfect for that boring company Hyperloop thing.
Yeah, they'd have a less to go. And it's going to all be beachfront. Buckeye Beach.
Now you're going deep on the geology.
Right.
All right. We got some listings, Rick.
Okay.
We got a couple minutes, and then we got to get deals of the week. So,
You know what? I got a property in Costa Verde. I mean, this is one of the most amazing single-level properties, three-bedroom, two-bath. It's got an expanded eat-in kitchen area. It's got 11,000-square-foot lot of just a north-south backing to the open area, common area. This house is priced at $560,000. Just a beautiful home, single level, three-car garage, pool in North Scottsdale.
We got a new listing in Mesa. Talked a little bit about it at the top of the show. Three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, 1,300-plus square feet, built in 01. This is great community pool and play area. It's only, the HOAs are only $70 a month for $235. We have a tenant in there through, I believe, it's May, and then it goes month to month.
How about in Tremonto, Carefree Highway, 27th Drive, right across the street from Conley's? Go north on 27th Drive off Carefree Highway. This is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 2,200 square feet for $309 in Tremonto. The house has been totally remodeled. It's going on the market next week after Dave takes pictures.
Do one more, Rick. And then
okay, let's deal.
Do one more.
How about Aviano? Seven bedrooms, six-and-a-half baths, 7,350 square feet with a basement. It's got a theater, a game room. It's got, like I said, seven bedrooms, six and a half baths for $1,279,000 in CACT. That one's in beautiful Aviano. It's got a four-car garage. How about 100 Street and Cactus? This is the best assisted living type of property I've ever seen as far as potential. It's also 7,230 square feet, nine bedrooms, six bathrooms, all on one level, two full kitchens, pool, 2 acres. $1,895,000
All right. Bring all offers. That's what this is. We're going to bring all offers in Fountain Hills. Four bedroom, three and a half bath, pool, casita, three car garage. It was $1,050,000 Now it's $991,000 And we have a lot more of those. You just got to give us a call. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill. Check those out. The best steak in Phoenix. Inspect 10 Home Inspections. Our man behind the glass, Chet, and a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. EltonBrothers.com is the website, and EltonBrothers@Cox.net is the email. We'll see you next Thursday at 11 right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate. In the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.